goes right in the lane. Short corner, Tulaski jump shot from the baseline. This one's good. And Tulaski has 5 in the quarter, 9 in the night, and it's back out to a 6-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 27-21. Darnell Davis to Gabe Robinson, left wing. Back up to the top to Brechtelsbauer to Johnson. Right block, turn and shoot. Robinson can't get it to fall. Rebound Darnell Davis. Double team, and he gets it in for 2 points. Darnell Davis, good post move there for the Reese Rockets. 14th rebound on top of that. Over to the left wing, Meeks back to Clancy right at midcourt, being guarded by Johnson, trying to force him to the left. Irvin now has the left wing, 5:25 left in the third. One skip pass right into the hands of Isaac Johnson. First turnover for Bad Axe since the first quarter. Johnson into Brechtelsbauer inside the lane, getting the falls for 2 points. Brechtelsbauer with 6, and it's back to a 2-point ball game, 27-25. Bad Axe still on top, though. 5:05 left in the third. James Kirvin against Turbush. Now across midcourt, inside the lane. The floater's up, no good. Rebound brought in by Brechtelsbauer. The Rockets in transition. Turbush slowing things down now at midcourt. Blows by Jack Clancy to Darnell Davis. Left block goes up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 as he was pushed in the act of shooting. This will be the first team foul for the Bad Axe Hatchets this half. And the foul will go against number 25. That'd be Cody Tulaski's first personal for the Hatchets. 4:49 left in the third, and Darnell Davis has the chance to tie this one at 27 apiece with 2 made free throws. Davis's first free throw, ugly off the front of the iron, left side, no good. 27-25, Bad Axe still leading by 2 points. Taking his time. The lefty shoots, and this one's good. And it's now down to a 1-point ball game as he goes 1-for-2 on that trip. 27-26, Bad Axe's lead now down to just a mere point. They're leading by 6 points just a moment ago. Clancy flies down the court, down to the left block. Jensen Emmerich in for 2, can't get to fall, though. And rebound finally brought in by Brechtelsbauer, and here come the Reese Rockets. Isaac Johnson over the Turbush, nearly and over the back, over and back, excuse me. To the left wing, Turbush directing traffic, trying to get something going here. A little stagnation for the Reese Rockets. Skip pass over to the right wing to Isaac Johnson. Feeds it down to Gabe Robinson against the much smaller Kirvin. This one goes right over the top of the rim. No good. Rebound Jack Clancy for the Bad Axe Hatchets. At the left wing, picks up his dribble. James Kirvin, one couple dribbles down in the lane over to Colby Meeks inside the lane. Kicks it over to Kirvin inside. And the floater's in for 2 points. For James Kirvin, he has 5, and it's back out to 3 for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 29-26.
Very good teamwork on that one for the Hatchets.
Halfway through the third quarter, Brechtelsbauer at the left wing to Gabe Robinson in the corner. Against Kirvin, goes down the baseline, spinning his way back out to Darnell Davis. Back to Gabe Robinson for 3 in the corner. No rebound, though. Isaac Johnson keeps possession alive. And this one can't hang on for Gabe Robinson in, as he flies inside the paint, picked up by, that'll be Jensen Emmerich. Cody Tulaski reverse Mikan in for 2 points in transition. And he now has 7 points in the score alone, 11 on the evening, back out to a 5-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 31-26. Isaac Johnson in the right wing, being guarded by Jensen Emmerich, screened from Brechtelsbauer at the free throw line, still dribbling, picks up his dribble, and now he's in trouble, feeds it to the opposite side of the paint, over to Brechtelsbauer, can't get that to fall, gets his own rebound, in for 2 points. Brechtelsbauer with 8 and is back to one possession ball game, 31-28. Hatchets on top. Kirvin across midcourt to the right wing, skip pass to the left wing, into the corner to Clancy for 3, in and out, no good. Emmerich with the rebound, puts this one in, and this one gets the shooter's touch. And Emmerich with the putback, he has 4. And Bad Axe now back out to 5.
What happened to the defense?
I'm not quite sure. They both woke up.
They're back in the locker room still.
Bad Axe enter this game with the second-best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. Turbush goes inside the lane, and he's going to be fouled as a little lackadaisical, lazy defense from Cody Tulaski. Didn't move his feet, and that'll be his second personal foul, team second as well. James Kirvin sits down. He's being replaced by number 3, Aaron Soles, for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Gabe Robinson will inbound to Isaac Johnson, right wing, back to Darnell Davis, short corner, back to Gabe Robinson, the give and go, and in for 2 points. That was clearly a setup play and a beautifully executed. 7 points for Robinson. Back to that 3-point ball game. Soles at midcourt, dribbling, trying to get over to Jack Clancy, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble, over to Cody Tulaski, right wing against Robinson. Pump fakes, now goes down to the baseline, off the glass, and can't get that to fall. Rebound still loose and brought in by Brechtelsbauer.
Emmerich almost got a steal.
Brechtelsbauer is getting close to 10 rebounds, if I were to say so myself. Less than two to play in the third quarter. 33-30, Bad Axe leading by 3 points. Isaac Johnson against Souls at top of the key. Now to the right wing to Robinson against Emmerich. Emmerich has to play clean defense. He has 3 fouls. Gabe Robinson's jump shot off balance was no good. Rebound Jack Clancy, and Robinson just drew the foul as he tried to pickpocket him from behind, and instead he drew the foul. That'll be his first and Reese's second team foul for the half. 1:36 left in the third quarter. 33-30. Out there for the Reese Rockets, we have Isaac Johnson. That'd be number 10 just checked in, Sean Wheel. Number 21, Connor Goka. Number 23, Brechtelsbauer. Number 2, Gabe Robinson. Souls dribbles inside the lane for Bad Axe. Can't get the fall, but Tulaski's there to put it. Colby Meeks puts it up. He can't get that to fall. Gets his own rebound, and he is fouled. And this will be on the floor, but it'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop. The third team foul for the Reese Rockets. And foul goes against number 21, Connor Goka. That's his third. So as soon as he gets out there, it seems like Goka draws a foul. He's wasted no time.
He's just attracted to it.
Colby Meeks inbounding on the left side of the radio for the Bad Axe Hatches into Cody Tulaski, left wing into the corner to Jack Clancy. Clancy dribbles back out, resets the offense to the top of the key, nearly to midcourt, over to Curvin, right wing, now splitting the top of the key, playing keep away between Curvin and Clancy. One dribble, back over to Clancy, directing traffic, over to Jensen Emmerich, right wing, back right back to Clancy. Reese now in a zone defense, 1-3-1. Clancy, top of the key, over to Emmerich, down to the corner to Cody Tulaski. Tulaski going down that baseline, kicks it back out to Clancy, top of the key, wide open three, no, short, rebound is still loose, brought in by Gabe Robinson.
Regardless, that was a great possession for the Hatchets.
40 seconds left in the third quarter, 33-30, Bad Axe leading by 3 points. Gabe Robinson for the Reese Rockets has it in his hand, top of the key, now to Isaac Johnson. Johnson against Curvin, to Robinson against Emmerich, right wing, top of the key, to number 10, Wheel for three. This one's touches nothing. And that was Amazon primed out of bounds.
You know, that's two shots that Wheel has let go beyond 3 point. Now, he's a 3 point specialist, all right? I have never seen a miss like that.
Spencer Britt replaces Jensen Emmerich with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Bad Axe going for the last shot for the second straight quarter. 33-30, Hatchets leading the Rockets by 3 points. Jack Clancy dribbling over to Spencer Britt, back to Clancy after one dribble. Colby Meeks to Spencer Britt for three, right wing, no good, 8 seconds left. Curvin gets the rebound, over to Tulaski. Tulaski gets it to count for two. Big quarter for Tulaski, now up by 5. Isaac Johnson with the floater from half court, can't get to fall. And we have reached the end of the third quarter, going on to the fourth quarter, but hold on, we have a second here. As the ball was going, looks like one of the Bad Axe players went and touched the net, and that would be considered goaltending. If that's the case, basket counts, and that is a 3-point play. Mark Krug can't believe it. So at the end of the third quarter, it is now Bad Axe 35, Reese 33, as Isaac Johnson is going to be credited for the three because of goaltending. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. On to the fourth quarter with a 2-point ball game, 35-33, Bad Axe by 2.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease, knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe,